see the light. Oh, we will pray it's alright. Gotta get away. Get away. Gotta get away.
Yes.
So we hear the Pain of Salvation, Holy Diver cover, and afterwards it was the original Holy Diver from Dio.
Dio.
We want to hear a song from Ozzy afterwards. Mama, I'm Coming Home. It's kind of a new one. It's not from this age, from this era. But before, we want to have a small conversation, I think.
Actually, we've just had it. Okay. It was about this fact that Ozzy's new song is coming from the newer generation of his music, like, you know. Just to give them this idea, actually.
Okay.
And of course, the previous one you said was coming from
Pain of Salvation.
90s or end 80s? End 80s, I believe.
2000, maybe. I think that the album is from 2001.
Okay, but that was like the genre of music from the earlier times. And this one, as you will clearly listen and figure out, is from the newer ones.
Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out, yeah. Me hypnotized, lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home. Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. The right before the fall, yeah. But I'm gonna take this heart of stone. I just got to have it all. I've seen your face a hundred times. Every day
That was Mama, I'm Coming Home. And we have some guests in the house. Hello.
Hello.
Well, what is your name?
I'm Sharon Mazzarello, a Goan theater artist. Come all the way to Germany for holidays, all the way from Goa.
Oh, Goa.
Yes.
Interesting. And who's this lovely gentleman next to you? Are we going to be knowing your name?
Me?
Yes, please.
Well, I am Wilson Mazzarello, also called Will Mix, on the Konkani stage in Goa. I too am on holidays in Germany, staying at Tübingen at present.
Nice. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
To have you also here today.
Oh, well, today we are feeling good.
Nice. And I didn't know, but I just saw you have a song.
Oh, yes, we do. We've just made the song recently.
I believe the song that we are playing here is a song that was made for her first child. And this is a very huge hit back in the state of Goa with all the little children because it's a lullaby. We are playing this at now at this time because at this time exactly in Goa is the siesta time.
Okay.
In the afternoon, everybody's usually sleeping. We almost made that official. And we took businesses out from the siesta time so that the siesta time can remain siesta time. But it is not really siesta time. But this song is for little children when they go to sleep. So when we come back, we will get to know a little bit more. And we take this song and go ahead.
Okay, the name of the song is Baba Moso. My little song.
And that happened to be a slight cut with the song, because that's how it's cut in the YouTube channel actually. We are talking to Wilmix and Sharon. Wilmix and Sharon happen to be theatre artists and musicians and theatre artists, which means singing, dancing, music, everything all together. And they have been awarded the state award in Goa, respectively, Wilmix and Sharon. And this is for their contribution to art and culture and theatre through song, dance and theatre, of course, and books. And here they are on radio today in Germany, in a place called Tübingen, in the studio of the Wüste Welle radio station on 96.6 frequency. Gus, our Greek friend, is also here and would like to know a few things about where these people come from. So he was given to understand that the first song was for the first child, and then there were many more songs which they came up with, and these songs have become iconic pop songs in Goa. And we could play another one of them, but can you hear me very well, Wilmix? Would you like to tell us, you are the lyricist for this song?
Yeah.
And many more songs.
Right.
And what is the latest song that you've written?
Well, I've composed a lot of songs, but the recent composition is a one which is, I would say, is an appeal to the government of Goa to give due recognition to one of the scripts which has been denied recognition so far. That is the Roman script. You see, the script of the language of Goa is Konkani. Incidentally, it is the official language of Goa, but written in two scripts. One is the Roman script and the other local Devanagari script. Now, in the Official Language Act, the Devanagari script, which is the local script, has been recognized, but Roman script has not been recognized. This is an injustice which is going on, which we feel. So, because of that, a vast majority of Goans have been kept out. They are not allowed to contribute to the pool of the Konkani as a language. And because they have been not recognized, they have difficulties in getting a job. They're getting to writing literature and contributing to the language pool and so many other difficulties. And we are appealing to the government of Goa to get enlightened and give recognition to this script also. Nothing wrong in giving recognition to two scripts. Actually, the more the scripts, the richer the language, the more contribution that comes to the language. But here the narratives are different altogether. Some powerful lobbies are taking over and trying to convince the government, well, that is not right. Okay. If that is not right, this has been going on for the last so many years.
Well, this is something which has been going on for many years, like you say. Just wanted to get some things correct here. As far as the language of India, I mean, the languages in India are concerned, just for everyone to know, we have every state which has been made into a state because it is, there is a certain particular language spoken in that region.
Correct.
So when we decide that there is a language spoken in this region, that region can make and become its own state.
Correct.
And that language becomes the official language of that state.
Correct.
And hence there were about 30 states. There are about 30 states in India.
Yeah.
And there seems to be each state having a language of its own that accounts to about 22 different languages, official languages. Some have been repeated twice, and that's how it's only just 22. However, there has been this incidence in Goa where, incidentally, because of the script, the language has come into a category, according to the UNESCO, as getting towards endangered.
Right.
Now, if a language is getting endangered, especially according to a body like UNESCO, then obviously it is up to us who are using the language to do as much as we can for the language to make sure it doesn't die.
Right.
Now, given this understanding, it would be nice if the language, as many players involved with the language, get to come together and exhibit this language and celebrate this language and celebrate this language for the next generation.
Right. Mm.
What I understand is there is an official recognition of, however, only one script of Konkani.
Yeah.
And there are actually five scripts of Konkani altogether. One, in fact, very, very widely spoken in the south of India.
Karnataka.
Karnataka. It's in the Kannada script.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this particular thing that Wilmix is talking about is in relation to Goa and the state of Goa, where currently there is an assembly session going on, like is in every state. And the government has been put a proposal, a private member bill, and they have been told to accept this other script of the language so that the language can be saved from becoming kaput and going into non-existence.
I have a question. You said like there is one script or five?
There are five scripts for one language here.
Five scripts.
Yeah.
So that is spread
over 2-3 states. Or in Goa, just two.
Okay.
The Devanagari and the Roman script.
Roman script.
And so, of course, there are scripts, but are there words in one of the scripts that they don't exist in the other or something like this? Like it's something that when you talk about it, when you say it, is it obvious? Like you said before that people are being discriminated for their script. Is there something that makes it obvious when they speak and they are being discriminated, or is it?
It's not official. That script is not official.
No, there is a literary society in India, which recognizes scripts in different scripts, the language in different scripts.
Mm.
Now they have officially recognized only one script.
Okay.
Whereas there were existing two scripts.
Mm.
And a big section of Goans have been kept out of it. And they have been applying and fighting for their right for last so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Almost this rule, this official language act came in somewhere in 1987. From then onward, this fight is going on. Because the powerful lobbies are dominating, the rhetorics they are carrying forward, and government is not listening.
So this is a matter of bureaucracy, basically. This is bureaucracy which has kept the language behind.
Exactly.
And the demands of the people in the present times are to see if this bureaucracy can put itself together for the sake of the language, because the language is getting endangered because
Correct.
Of this.
Right.
So this is what has been going on since the 90s as a demand, and even before that, there was a minister, an ex-minister called Radharao Gracias, who had actually put forward
MLA,
this thing.
MLA was
he was the member of Legislative Assembly, and he had put in this private member bill. Had he done
he
something
did,
like
he
this?
He did, but it was not accepted. It was thrown out at the very beginning itself.
I see.
Because the powerful lobby is so strong, they won't accept anything other than what they think is right.
Of course, this is always a political play in
so
that sense.
So now, this time, the assembly session is going on, Goa assembly session is going on.
Yeah.
And in fact, on the 25th, the same issue is expected to come back again.
I see.
God knows what will happen. They may accept or again throw it back again till more and more people together and appeal, go on appealing.
But
the issue somehow has not died.
That doesn't mean that Sharon and you will stop writing songs.
No. In fact, recently we have made this song specially for this issue, giving this message and bringing awareness to the people that we are appealing to the powers that be in the government to see that this script is accepted in the Language Act, and also to
being taught in schools.
Yes.
Okay. So right now what you're actually asking for is equality of scripts.
Right.
Wherein there is a possibility of a choice to choose whatever script you want.
Yeah.
And when you don't have this choice, that's when it comes as a discrimination.
Mm.
Okay.
I was trying
and,
to
I would say, like, with my ignorance, first of all, of what is happening in India, and for also like my experience from Greece, there are a lot of languages that they died in the Greek area, but some music lived through that, and there are words that we are using in our songs in Greece that a lot of times we know what they mean, but they don't come from the Greek language that we are using, and it's an old language and sometimes also forbidden. from the system, from the new governments, that they just forbid one part of people to exist and express themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to see that you're writing music and you're using these lyrics, because this means that it's something that's going to stay.
Yeah, at least this will live.
Definitely.
This will live through the legacy of it all. Just a small touch-up was the fact that Goa was colonialized by the Portuguese, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's different from India. That being a point, they have been sort of ruling, as they say, for 450 years. So anybody who wrote in any other script and all of that was not really allowed. So everybody wrote only in the Roman script.
Mm-hmm.
So all the church, litany, everything happens in the Roman script. The main regional theater, the main bloodline of the state is all in Roman script. But it's not officially recognized. So there seems to be, you know, there has been a use of both, but the official use of only one. That brings a discrimination. And Wilson Mazzarello, who's called Wilmix, actually has been the convener of this movement since the 90s.
Mm.
And has been doing a lot of underground work in this direction, till it's come to a point today where we are finally going back to the assembly and trying to clear this.
We want it to be taught in schools. Now what happens, this section, our section of the people who are writing Roman script, they don't understand the Konkani written in the other script. So they have difficulties.
Yes.
Because they have not learned the script ever before. So they find very difficulties. As a result, when there is a the employment bureau, when there are vacancies being advertised by the government, they say the Konkani should be written in that script, not
that
ours.
Script, not.
And they cannot appear for those interviews. They don't pass. They lose the jobs. So there are so many other difficulties attached to this, which we are coming across. That's why we are asking for recognition to also the Roman script along with the Devanagari script for the language Konkani.
Mm-hmm.
So like the last time we had mentioned Goa being a tourist place, everybody comes to Goa. Then everybody wants to stay in a very lovely place like Goa. So there are getting little fewer residents of Goa, and there are becoming more people who are from other parts, you know. This is a very lovely thing. We love the integration. But like here in Deutschland, there is something about the language, you know, that keeps you alive, you know, as the persons from here, you know. So that is not happening there, because anybody who can come from outside can write in the other script, can learn Konkani easier than you know.
Yeah,
and then basically
Europe uses the Roman script.
Yeah,
entire Europe, well, at least majority of them, use the Roman script. It would have been very easy for them to follow our own script in Konkani, which is also written in the same script. But no, our people are raise a big objection to that being recognized.
Yes.
So we are again back in the same old situation. Hope it comes to an end soon.
And now you said there is on the 25th, is it the meeting?
Yes.
See what happens. Some of the MLAs have got together. We are fighting. We are taking our them together also, the politicians, because they are required. Without the help of these politicians, you cannot get this bill passed.
Yeah.
So we are talking to them also. So some of them has put on this bill, and fortunately it has been accepted for discussion on the 25th.
Okay.
Now on the 25th, this discussion will happen. After the discussion, how many people will vote in favor of it, that is to be seen.
If the
majority votes in favor, then it will happen, that this Roman script will get recognition and it will be taught in schools. Otherwise, no.
No.
Okay. Politics.
If you're stuck in it. Everything revolves around politicians.
As you see, the people sitting here have been working irrespective of this official recognition or not. It doesn't really matter to the person who is going to be working for that particular cause, whether they are officially recognized or not, because they are working from the heart. Now that's where comes in this very important element from Goa called theatre, because in Goa it's called theatre. And it is like a bloodline that everybody follows, and they have made soap. It's like a soap opera, you know, you follow it like a series. So,
and this entire theater, which we call theatre, happens in the Roman script.
Yeah.
See again, but no recognition.
Okay.
What is this?
So we we would like to, in fact, go into one of the songs we'll mix and just exhibit a type of song from a theatrical context.
Yeah.
In the small state of Goa.
Yeah.
And just for everyone, this is not Goa Psytrance, like everybody thinks it will be. But it goes something like this.
So we are back in the studio. I am quite... So, we had one more song that it's also like in the Latin script. Would you like to say something for the song?
Roman script.
Roman
the
script.
Roman script.
Yeah.
Would you like to say something for the song? Like what's the song about or what it was saying?
You're playing the recent one?
You mean Overtime, the one we just played.
The one we just played.
Okay.
It is like this. The husband comes late home and the wife is doubting that he might have been with his secretary.
Okay. okay. So it's a little something.
Something. Actually, and then at the end...
actually, he was outside buying a present for the same wife, his wife. But she doubts him that he would be moving out of the secretary.
Okay.
And the present was for me.
She has forgotten
because
that
my
it was,
birthday and I forgot.
She has forgotten that
it
was her birthday. And I'm reminding her, do you know this is your birthday? And I had gone in. Oh, I said, was that so?
This is in short. Nice. Okay. So, you also said before that your job is a theater artist.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain a little bit more of your job? So what do you do exactly in the theater and how is it?
We have been in theater for almost 60 years.
Yes.
Both of you?
Both of us. Mm. Almost 60 years. And
we are a team actually.
and we have been working to bring the level of the theater up and up and up, to bring changes, to bring out of the box themes in this, fight social battles through the theater as well as our songs. And we could say to quite an extent we have been successful, but not successful as we should have been because of all these problems around there. And incidentally, this battle of the theater also gets related to the language again.
Mm.
Theater happens in the Roman script.
Roman script.
And again, the whole thing, recognition that the Roman script by the government is not there.
And you all have been working with the government for the last 38 years.
Yes, correct.
As a non-government organization called TACT, which means Theater, Art and Cultural Training. Mm-hmm. So, this is what they do. They go sustainable development, okay? Like minimalistic living lifestyles. That's a project which they go, they give to the government. The government passes it and gives the money to them. And they, through the medium of theater, pass on the message.
Okay.
So they don't just pass on the message like go and give placards. No, they make a whole theater play about it.
It's like education through entertainment.
Even protection of the environment.
Entertainment.
These themes we have taken. Protection of the environment. We do a lot through our theatre medium.
Yeah.
So this is an NGO through which they have been functioning since the past 38 years. Apart from doing mainstream pop theatre and things,
Yeah.
So they developed it into a system and...
So, like, I guess it also before that because of the language barrier, you also have like your struggle and your
We could have gone a lot more ahead.
Yeah. We could have done a lot.
If the recognition was there, because then our more children would have learned the Konkani language in schools, and we would have been, enriching the language as well as the theater together.
Yeah,
we would have got government funds. We got government recognitions, which we are not getting at present.
Yeah. Mm.
Because they say you are not recognized.
Okay.
Mm. Not registered.
That's sad.
And Sharon, you are also a producer?
Yes.
You are the only female producer of first one?
I have produced two Konkani films.
Mm-hmm.
One is a feature film titled Thoonki Den Kottala Aslo. What Would You Do?
Mm-hmm.
That is in English. And then I did a short film on the girl child. So both these films have been screened at the international film festivals.
Uh-huh.
We have been to
Spain
and Addis Ababa.
Addis Ababa?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ethiopia.
Yeah.
The film festivals that invited their film.
Mm-hmm.
And hence they were asked to go there.
Yeah.
And now the latest is they are doing a very interesting project in Europe where they will be, the project actually is called Understanding Another Culture and Society Through Theatre. So they are taking the theater play from Goa, and then they break it down with all its elements and characters and archetypes in such a way that it helps you understand the mindset from the people of that region where this theater spiel comes from, you know. So this is a new project that they are just working with.
How long did you work in this project?
We have recently started on this project.
On this project,
and we want to put it, apply, in fact, by October, November, December, around, because that is the time.
Okay.
The project is, from here, it's called a cross-country fellowship program by the government of Germany.
So it's happening between India and Germany.
They're trying to have
it has
collaboration.
To get a final approval. But once that is done, we will be having the program here. I'll personally come down here and work with a host organization around here. And it'll be partly financed by the CCP Foundation, Fellowship Foundation, and supported by the government of Germany.
Mm.
Okay.
So this is going to be like a cross-cultural thing where you can, you know, visit another culture by sitting in your own zone here. But they represent it in such a way that it's nice to reveal many things.
Mm-hmm. And do we have a song afterwards?
Yes. Well, this song is called Utor.
Utor, the word, the promise.
The promise. Υπόσχεση in Greek.
What's it called in Greek?
Υπόσχεση.
Υπόσχεση.
Oh, nice.
Wilmis, can you say υπόσχεση?
Well, I'll find it difficult.
She's already got it?
I think I got
υπόσχεση.
It.
You got
υπόσχεση.
Υπόσχεση.
Yeah. Okay.
That is the promise.
Yeah.
Don't put on a mask. moi kazar dau pace Eva mu carvilele Doi rag zar mulcoșe negarvoso Te utor sa grazalele Ai vai sa jatu in kazar dau zanun Ugar maga kelele Undeva ce curpe mi-ai spasul data Te utor amen
So back on the studio, again the song was from Saron and Vilmix, and they were also singing on the songs, we also need to say that, and they write the lyrics, they write the melody maybe,
yeah.
But what about the music behind it?
The music, the original melody is conceived by me,
mm-hmm.
Then we get it written in the form of, in the notations of music, mm-hmm. through another professional musician who sometimes uses his innovation to give the interludes in between.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the total composition along with the tune is our own.
Melody.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Nice.
And the gentleman who usually was doing this with them was a gentleman who was from Bollywood.
Yeah.
And
he is basically a Goan.
Yeah. His name is, what is his name?
Baltazar Fernandez.
So this gentleman is one of these, I can tell you a small story about him because I wrote a small article about this gentleman as I'm a small journalist from the same area called Ron Fidelis, it's my pen name, okay, don't tell anybody. But yes, this gentleman actually was one day with these very big Kalyanji Anandji.
Yes.
Kalyanji Anandji are these very huge music producers from the 70s, okay, and they would come into the studio and they would see Baltazar, they would call him Baltu, okay. So the gentleman Baltu is standing there and they would come in and they would say, Baltu, just write this down, and they would whistle a tune.
Melody. Okay?
They would whistle a melody, and as soon as they whistle the melody, they would say, okay Baltu, we're coming back, we'll see you in some time, and they go away for their private situations. And Baltu, aka Baltazar Fernandez, by the time they come back, has written a whole orchestra thing for the entire orchestra to play.
Yeah.
Okay, these guys have come back in 4 hours. And he has put like about 30 people already with second violin, third violin, fourth violin, trumpet, blowing, everything together. And he's playing this tune now, which they had whistled to this gentleman. Of course, this gentleman never got even a quarter famous as much as Kalyanji Anandji, who still hold fame in today's world of Bollywood. He's in Goa right now, this name Baltazar Fernandez, but he was the gentleman making all of this, just like in these Konkani programs also, like, you know, of course here it's a more slow
scale.
She's
also writing in Konkani, so she's also facing the same repression.
Well, whoever is writing is actually, so.
Okay.
Ultimately, that is what Vilmix was telling us at the end. He would like to sum up.
Well, first of all, thank you all for bringing me here and hearing my side of the story. And the purpose of this is, see, any injustice that has been done in any corner of the world, it requires mass support, whole people appeal, and enlighten the minds of the people who are doing this injustice. Similarly, if the message reaches our Goa government that after all, the more the scripts, the more richer the language.
Yeah.
The language develops, there is unity among people, people come together, and not the other way. So I hope the message reaches them through your listeners maybe, and that one fine day, this Roman script for Konkani will get recognition and enter the Official Language Act and in the schools of Goa. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What did you say? Sorry?
Thank you,
Shun. Oh. So, we seem to be getting the right signal from the people, and we hope the signal is received, like in many parts of the world, like Vilmix says. Will it mix or not? Is to be seen. Yeah. Would you like to fill in any gaps, guys?
I would like to say that I'm super thankful that you're here. Ευχαριστώ, also in Greek. It was a really nice conversation, and I have to check a little bit more of your songs.
Okay.
And also the Konkani as a as a language, like you told me before, while the song was playing, that you have also a book that someone can at least start and learn the language.
Yeah. Conversational, Konkani.
I would like to check it out. And hopefully to see you again here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hope to see you too also again.
Oh, did you not also tell us how did you like your experience in Germany and Tübingen and Europe?
Oh, we loved it. We just loved it.
And you will mix?
The place is good. The weather is good. The people are good. The surroundings are good. Everything is good. I have no other words except to say Germany is good.
Yeah. The weather is also a lucky thing. The last weeks.
Well, there are mixed reactions and perspectives.
The last years, it's not always
the perspectives about the weather can change as much as the weather can. But this is another song by the Wilmix and Sharon duo. It is also very interesting that Gus was saying Sharon and Wilmix. And there it is always written as Wilmix and Sharon.
I was reading it backwards from here.
No, you are reading right.
Well, so much from Sharon and Wilmix. And this is a song which is called The Absent-Minded Professor. Before we leave, we just let you know what is this song all about.
Well, the absent-minded professor is, you see, the husband is always forgetting things. And it comes to a certain level that he even forgets to recognize his wife one day. And then it starts, you know. So the song is worth listening till the end. It finally, you know, what is an absent-minded professor like? Because of his age, poor fellow cannot remember.
Oh, poor fellow, huh?
Stress and the stress in one's work life can make people forget things, including their wives. But that's not a very good mistake to make.
It's a witty, humorous song.
That's not a good mistake to make, you know, to forget your wife.
No. So especially on the wedding day. He's supposed to meet me in one church. This guy is in some other church.
Okay. He goes to the wrong church for the wedding, his own wedding reception, because he was busy at work and forgot. Okay, so much for stress of life and too much happier moments with the song. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you, Sharon.
And here we go.
Oh, yes, yeah, let go. I'm gonna go